7 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are ready, raring to go, interested in pursuing knowledge and passing that knowledge along to you. And then you can pass your knowledge and feelings and thoughts and opinions to us at 800-510-8255. Or you can email Doug at DougStephan.com or Jen. I don't think it's Jennifer. It's Jen at DougStephan.
It's Jennifer, actually.
Jennifer?
Jennifer at DougStephan.com.
And yeah, one F.
Two N's, one F.
Yes, and thank you very much for that. And then there's Facebook, which Jennifer
Jennifer monitors.
She's monitoring her janitor. All right, anyway.
Ooh.
Right.
It's personal.
And you think Governor Christie should have lowered the New Jersey flag to half-mast in honor of Whitney Houston's passing. Be interested to see where all of that is. There's some more Whitney news. Some of it, I guess, you'd expect.
It never ends.
Maybe, I know. Mm-hmm. It does seem never to end. Here are a couple of things to get started with in reviewing the important things, Jennifer, going on this week. Certainly the 50th anniversary of John Glenn riding that rocket ship, which was a little more than a tin can with a flame on it. That thing and all of the glory that went with it. Understanding what a wonderful guy John Glenn is still at the age of 90. The celebration ought to continue. There is a video of the launch at DougStephan.com. Plus, as a podcast, we have my interview from yesterday with Jay Honeycutt, who is director of first the Space Shuttle program. He was the director of lots of things, but ended up running Cape Kennedy, the launch site in Florida, for a number of years. Wonderful human being, and he has some great insight into what John Glenn experienced as he went up, and then he had lunch with him last week and revealed some interesting information about that. Also at DougStephan.com today, a story about NASA. NASA. I like NASA. National Aeronautics and the Space Administration. A couple of universities are teaming up, Jennifer, for a project to help with a future Mars mission. The idea is to figure out just what kind of food to give the astronauts, something that will have a longer shelf life than even what they now have, because they were the ones developing some of the things that we ended up selling as commercial products, right? We've had a couple of those companies that have advertised, but it started with sort of Tang, and then a lot of the other things in these various food packages is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. They're looking for people to take part in a study, and if you participate in the study, you'll undergo similar conditions to what the astronauts experience while preparing and eating a variety of foods that would be available if you were to go to Mars. So you have a week left to get your application prepared and sent in, and then plan on spending 4 months at a Mars-like facility. Now, the good thing, well, there are a lot of different good things about this. This is going to take place in Hawaii. Mission success, astronaut safety. Volunteers should be, quote, easygoing, with a whole lot of prickles, people who are into, without a whole lot of prickles, people who are interested in food, who know how to cook. Sounds like a dating.
I know.
dating
and
site.
Long walks on the beach.
Right. The exact location has not been set, but there is the isolated areas of Hawaii somewhere in there. That's stark. Sort of a good place for a lot of vegetation. That sounds like a lot of the area in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that you can check out. If you visit the website, DougStephan.com. We also have, as I said, the video of John Glenn's experience up there in the video of the day. Amazing footage, as a matter of fact, of John Glenn and Friendship 7. So you might want to check that out. All right, so Jennifer, Whitney Houston's family preparing to sell footage of her funeral.
Yeah, well, they're saying they're doing this for Bobby Christina, but they have taken what the Associated Press did was they provided a live pool feed of the funeral to media outlets all around the world on Saturday. But everyone had to pull the footage 24 hours later, so they got it for one day, and that was it.
Right.
Now we're finding out that the family has taken that and agreed to license the footage to several different media sources, and they're going to be charging, quote unquote, customary fees to help maximize the estate for the benefit of Bobby Christina. Because keep in mind, Whitney Houston had a ton of cash, and then she was pretty much broke because she squandered it all on living well on yachts and drugs and parties and things like that. So now they're saying she was worth about $20 million when she died. And so Bobby Christina will now need, I guess, that money to put into her estate.
Pay for her drug habit.
Well, that's the other story that's circulating around this. And we didn't touch on this yesterday, but there rumors were that Bobby Christina disappeared after the funeral and was found in a hotel room doing drugs. Now, a lot of the family have come out and said that that wasn't true. She was with them the whole time. But other sources say that she was pulled from the hotel just high, higher than a kite. So rehab talks in her future. No one seems to know where she's going to end up. People are thinking she may live near the family in New Jersey, but she's 18. So, again, she gets to kind of create her own ticket here. So I think only time will tell what's going to happen with her. She will have money from the funeral.
Well, now they're auctioning off, apparently, a lot of stuff. Her earrings, dress that she wore in The Bodyguard. What else? Let's see here. There's
a lot of dresses, a lot of jewelry.
And they're also going to sell the things that were in the room at the Beverly Hilton where she died.
Well, no, actually what the family did, and this is really interesting, the family went through the room and took down every shred of everything, curtains, bed sheets, everything they could take out of the room they did because they knew people would go online and start selling all this stuff, and that's really tacky. A dress, I understand, but a piece of a curtain from the room she died in, ugh.
Yeah, but the people will have. I guarantee you that stuff will be up on eBay at some point in time. If they're selling the footage of this of her being laid to rest, then they're going to sell this stuff. I think you've just it's just a matter of time. Frankly, I'm a little cynical about that set. There are plenty of signs to make my suggestion of cynicism something of value. At any rate, we've talked about the people who showed up at the church and all of that stuff, so I think...
What I thought was interesting when we are talking about the people that showed up, Gayle King came with Oprah to the funeral.
Yeah.
And she was all over TV last night being interviewed about what happened inside the funeral. Do you think they bargained for that when they invited her?
What? You think that they being the family... you were able to bring one guest. Wasn't that the deal?
Supposedly? Yeah, but I'm not sure if she might have been invited on her own. I'm not sure. I know she and Oprah came together.
Yeah.
But do you think you bargained for that someone's going to hit the circuits, even though that's that's her job. But she's hitting the circuits talking to everybody about what happened inside the funeral.
Well, I don't know. 800-510-8255. Charlie Sheen with an apology, a new engagement that's kind of sweet. Some things going on in the world that perhaps you'd like to chat about, including Paris being a winner. Winning! 15 past the hour. Here's an email I got from somebody named Shauna Hill. Mm-hmm. Jennifer.
Okay.
She says she listens to the program, loves it. Usually she's in bed, doesn't have a pencil or a piece of paper. She said, often you give out names of products, and I want to try to remember what you're talking about, because generally they're pretty interesting. I came up short. You advertised something that lowers cholesterol in 30 days. But I didn't get the number. Would like to have both an email form and other things. She said that she thought we ought to have a sponsor page at DougStephan.com, which is actually, we don't necessarily label it that way. You can see the TurboTax information. And I think, actually, though, when it comes to this product, it is not on our website. So let me see what I can do about taking care of that. In the meantime, the number you're looking for Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, that's the product from Italy, where they have the toughest standards in the world on supplements that is aimed at lowering your high cholesterol, lowering your triglycerides, and maintaining a level that is safe and healthy for you so you don't have a heart attack, you don't have heart disease. It has 9 natural ingredients, Cardiol does, that help in so many different ways. And you get a free 30-day trial. Somebody else asked me about that. I actually had 3 or 4 emails with people asking me questions about this product because people are getting used to hearing me tell the story. So for $8.95, which is the cost of shipping and handling. You get a free 30-day supply. The product doesn't cost you anything other than shipping and handling. And again, that number is 888. You're writing this down, Jennifer. Make sure you get it. 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to cardiol.net and order it that way. But most people find calling. You can talk to a live person. It really is much better. So don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Here's the number again, Shauna Hill. And she said, thanks, Jennifer, for providing consistently great programming. That's very cool.
Ooh, nice.
888-809-6424. And, you know, these people that help support the program, help you get the good program that you want and you like. 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
And only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, one of the other things that people are talking a lot about, it's interesting how you have a commercial product and you do a commercial for it and people react. That's part of the great thing about conversation, the spoken word format. And thus the success of what TurboTax says is a giant interest on your part in winning a brand new laptop computer. Why would that surprise them? Thousands of you have gone to DougSteffen.com and you've clicked on the TurboTax logo to find out how to win that brand new laptop and
so
the
cool
TurboTax Premier preparation software that's with it, all the runner-up prizes that are with it as well. Check it out, DougSteffen.com, for the TurboTax logo and enter to win that brand new laptop computer. No purchase is necessary, void or prohibited, etc.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
With Scarlett Johansson that we were talking about last week, somebody bid $40,000 on a date with her.
Do you think I could get $4 if we put up a date with me at DougSteffen.com?
I'm not kidding. I think we should do that because a lot of people listen to this program who for some reason think you're hot.
I mean, for some reason.
What percentage of people would you say are good looking?
25%.
25%?
Mm-hmm.
No way. It's like 4 to 6%.
You're way off.
Way off?
Yeah.
Have you been to the Motor Vehicle Bureau? It's a leper colony down there.
Join the party, Doug Steffen's good day.
More problems for Mitt Romney. It seems Arizona Sheriff Paul Babiou, who has taken a tough stance on immigration, you know, he was forced to step down as Mitt Romney's state campaign co-chair after acknowledging that he is gay. Now, he's not stepping down because he's gay. He's stepping down because he's being accused of trying to have his lover deported back to Mexico. You know how they met? Apparently, the illegal immigrant from Mexico was willing to do the jobs that gay American men were not willing to do. Well, apparently, that's what happened.
Yeah. We got some election news. I heard that Microsoft founder Bill Gates attended a fundraiser for President Obama on Friday. Yeah, he wasn't invited, but in typical Microsoft fashion, he crashed it. And speaking of the election, CNN announced that instead of using podiums at Wednesday's debate, the GOP candidates will be sitting at a table. Which could get awkward when Newt Gingrich asks to see a menu. Because then it's just like, he doesn't know.
Are these good? Yeah?
Today, in honor of President's Day, all four Republican candidates have agreed to take a day off from negative campaigning. Okay, it's a bloodbath out there. Don't worry, I won't come out here on President's Day and mock the esteemed man who's led our great nation. Why? Because I don't want to be deported. It's not because I'm above that. I mean, I'd put a live chicken down my pants if I thought it would make people laugh.
It's Craig Ferguson, Jay Leno, and Jimmy Fallon with some of the late night stuff from last night. Yesterday on The View, yesterday on Ellen's television program, she related, Jennifer, some funny auto corrections. So,
I love these. Okay.
Eavesdrop on that.
So you know when you text somebody, autocorrect sometimes steps in and tries to correct the words for you. And sometimes it gets it right and sometimes it gets it very, very wrong. And people have been sending these to us. This is from Amanda Sanchez in El Dorado Hills, California. And it starts out, I got promiscuous at work. Then they respond, don't tell dad, LOL. Ha, I was pro-moistened. Tries again, got probed. Promoted. LOL, congrats, Mom. Kaylee Locke in Muskegon, Michigan, and it starts out, hey, Dad, Mom just said she wants you to stop and get her pregnant. They write back, that might be difficult since I had a vasectomy in 1999. Prego, the damn sauce. Ha, 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 oops. Did you write that on your smartphone? Dad, don't start. This comes from Samantha Teheran, I believe, in Tucson, Arizona. How was your flight? Decent. Actually slept most of the way, which is always a plus. Feeling kind of stuffy in the nasty region, though. Nasty region? Nasal region.
No, I think we got the point.
Love it.
Pretty funny stuff. pretty off the wall. Kind of a little ooh stuff. All right, so now we have more time to discuss some of the other things that are going on in the world, and we'll do that. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 28 After on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You may have heard recent reports of people getting sick on cruise ships. Well, what are the real risks, and how can you stay healthy at sea? The notable cases recently have involved outbreaks of what they call the norovirus. Now, that may sound dramatic, but norovirus is nothing more than the common stomach flu. Having said that, the symptoms of headache, nausea, and gastrointestinal problems over the course of 24 to 48 hours can really mess up your cruise. The fact is, this kind of situation is likely in any enclosed environment. If high-touch areas like buffets, elevator buttons, and door handles are contaminated, the illness is easily transmitted. So how do you protect yourself? You avoid contamination. That means washing your hands frequently, using hand sanitizers. Also, use the bathroom in your cabin instead of public spaces. And have you noticed at receptions, you see the captain standing there not really shaking hands with passengers? There's a reason for that. Follow his lead. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
When looking for a home, you never know what's behind the door.
That is hideous.
It's a strange layout for sure.
And on HGTV's hit series, House Hunters, you see them all.
I guess she considers it charming. I certainly don't.
Oh, it's a little dated.
Join real-life homeowners as they go on a quest to find the perfect place.
Now, that makes a difference. This is lovely.
House Hunters, all new episodes tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on HGTV.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
After the hour, continuing our coverage, I guess you could say that was what this is, Jennifer, of what's going on in the world today with a little more detail. Some of the stories are imperative and important. Some of them human interest stories. That's how some people translate gossip.
Yes, how we make ourselves feel better, actually.
All right. It is. Sad story about three skiers who were killed in an avalanche.
Oh, yeah.
Near that Washington ski resort. Dozen skiers making their way through fresh snow in Stevens Pass when the avalanche took place. The three men died when they were swept about a quarter of a mile down a canyon. One of the victims identified as Jim Jack, a former extreme skier who judged free skiing competitions around the world. The other two were named as Chris Rudolph, a marketing director for this ski area, Jennifer, and John Brennan, a fourth person caught in the slide, a pro skier named Elise Sogstad, was saved by a safety device, an avalanche airbag. Did you know anything like that existed?
I've never heard of anything like that. What is it?
Well, it's something that they wear. Looks like it's something you wear in a boat, and you somehow fill it up, and it brings you up to the surface. Or you can, if you're under the surface, it's filled with oxygen, you can breathe from it. But she's a professional skier, so she, I don't know that name, but I'm not a big follower of skiing. But you, do you know anything about skiing?
I just know that it's not a good idea for me to do.
Me too. All right, so we have that in common. All right, let's find out. Paris Hilton had some luck, it would appear.
It's kind of like the lady that wins the lottery twice, you know.
Well, we heard last week about that. There was somebody who worked.
CNN.
What was it? Oh, right. CNN reporter won the lottery twice in about a month.
Yeah, she did. Within 6 months of each other. Only won about a million, 1.1 million. So,
oh, that's it?
I mean, that's a lot. Don't get me wrong. But I still can't hold the grudge like I can hold with Paris.
Even though she only won $30,000?
She only won $30,000. She went to Vegas for her birthday weekend, which is surprising because I thought Vegas had outlawed her after her last cocaine arrest, but apparently right. she can go back to town, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
She went with her sister, Nikki. Did that sound catty?
Yeah, very.
And was okay. playing blackjack at the Wynn in Las Vegas, and she tweeted about her big win. She won $30,000, and she hashtagged it, birthday girl's luck. I love gambling.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Good
yeah.
for her.
She was also seen with her boyfriend, Afro Jack, later
Afro?
That night.
Afro Jack.
I don't know. This is when I start to feel old and irrelevant, because I have no idea who Afro Jack is.
Afro Jack.
But he was a DJ at her birthday bash at XS Nightclub.
Okay. Good for him. Afro Jack. We can visualize, use our imagination.
Like Applejack.
Right.
Different.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Only different. All right. So that's that story. Now, the price you're paying for gasoline
Ouch.
Is becoming something that the Obama folks are worried about with good reason. The warm weather in the east. I'm on the East Coast. I'll be back in Los Angeles tomorrow, but I'm on the East Coast till today. And yesterday it was 48 degrees here. Beautiful weather. Prediction is about the same, maybe a little warmer. Early spring. The ground is soft. Hasn't really frozen much at all. Hasn't been much snow since that weird snowstorm in October. That's about the most snow that
Isn't
we've had.
Strange. It was such a cold fall, and now nothing this winter.
Ah, global
Got
warming.
Got it over with early.
Jennifer.
I know.
All right, so anyway, the specter of Iranian oil cutoffs has caused your friends and mine at the local gas station connected to the big oil companies to raise the price of gasoline at a record pace, crossing the $4 a gallon mark in many parts of the country. And this is not going to do the economy any good, especially when we get ready for the season of travel. Whether you're flying, the airlines are going to jack up the price. As a matter of fact, Southwest increased its ticket prices by $10, I think, yesterday, and the rest of the industry will do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the price of gasoline you're paying at the pump, what was it last time you filled up your car, Jennifer?
$4.01, I think.
$4.01, yep,
yeah.
Around $4. The national average for a price of gasoline, $3.57. Last year at this time, when we were outraged about the cost, it was $3.17. A year ago this week, prices rise in the spring. A warm weather fuel blend is necessary, supposedly, in the earlier you get into the good weather, as is the situation now. It looks like it may be up. I'm probably going to come back from the West Coast early because the weather looks like it's going to kind of hold here. But the national average, according to predictions, will be $4 to $4.25 by the end of April, and that'll increase by the time we get to Memorial Day. The highest we've ever paid in this country was July 2008. The average gallon of regular unleaded was $4.11. You can check that story out at DougStephan.com. That was when Obama was gaining traction because he said he was going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. I read a funny little thing. I know someone was saying how they wish Dick Cheney and George Bush would stop terrorizing gas prices.
Yeah. All right, so the poll today at DougStephan.com, Jen,
yes.
How much was your last tank of gasoline? A, over $100. B, $75 to $100. C, $50 to $75. D, $25 to $50. E, who can afford a whole tank of gas?
That's true. So
you can let us know what your experience is. And when you're in the Doug Stephan website, you can also click on that TurboTax logo and see if you can win yourself a lovely, what's better when you think about it than winning a laptop computer? Right?
Not
all
much.
Kinds of
Especially
software programmed
because,
into it?
Yeah, tax stuff, you know, it can make you kind of, oh, I have to do it again.
Right.
This actually makes it kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
I like
right.
it,
check
yeah.
Check that out. And take our poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll had to do with this week's, I think there's an extraordinary amount of attention, aptly so this week, to the amount of money. We talked about that yesterday, how much money some of these people were worth. To remember, we said that George Washington was worth $525 million in dollars of that time. Can you imagine that he's the wealthiest president in the history of our country? The first president was the wealthiest.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So our question yesterday, do you have special plans for the day? 48% of you said, no, it's just another work day for me. 15% said they're going shopping. 14% said they were attending a special event. 13% said they were visiting monuments. And 12% said they were going to a museum. So that's that story. More stories of interest and importance coming up here on Good Day.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does, too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com, and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S. UK, Canada, excluding baggage and old. Hence, 2912 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, so there are a couple of stories, perplexing, troubling stories about young teenagers. I guess that's redundant, right? Young and
teenagers.
Yep. A teacher's assistant in California arrested after her 12-year-old daughter was found naked and scouring trash cans for food.
Awful story. I heard about this.
Police were called to Temecula after a local resident spotted the girl rummaging through a neighbor's garbage can. No clothing on, not any shoes, nothing. She was trying to cover herself with a car floor mat, Jennifer.
So sad.
My God.
You know what it always makes me think of? All the people that really want to have kids that can't, and then you have these kind of people letting their kids roam neighborhoods naked, scouring trash cans to eat.
Unbelievable. Yep. Here's a 14-year-old runaway's body found in Ohio. Nicole Koppler was...
They dug up the house. This was from a... She disappeared back in the 90s.
Well, and 1999.
Yeah. This guy who was he was a rapist. He was on trial for rape, killed himself, and then they finally destroyed his house and found her remains in there. Very, very sad.
All right, so let's get away from that as fast as we can. A couple of interesting gossipy things about stars like Jessica Biel and Minnie Driver.
Mm-hmm.
You're the expert in that department.
I am. Well, Jessica Biel has been seen. She's been photographed for the first time with her engagement ring. Because rumors have been swirling that Justin Timberlake had asked her to marry him about a month ago.
Yeah.
But she was never seen with the ring. Well, the inside sources say she didn't like the ring that he picked out.
Yeah.
So she made him go back to the drawing board and get her another one. And now all of a sudden she's seen without ring.
I like
beautiful.
Her. I like him and I like her. And they've been back and forth off and on.
They haven't. It was the premise, according to these same sources. She told him that if he was going to try to get back together with her again, because they'd been on and off so much, that marriage had to be
had to get married.
So.
Really? They're both, what, about 30, 31? 30.
Yeah, 30, 31.
I think she's very appealing, frankly.
Oh, she's beautiful, and she's talented, and
she's funny,
she climbs big mountains. Hey.
Yes, well, she does. She does pretty well in some of those action movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Minnie Driver, who has a 3-year-old son named Henry, has done something she's kissed and told, apparently.
Well, you brought it to my attention. She actually revealed the identity of her baby's father, because she hadn't done that before. And so I just did a little quick research to see what the story was all about, and I came across One that was just posted an hour ago in an interview. She said she was a little embarrassed. She felt a little cheeky because as she was driving through Hollywood the other day, she saw a billboard for a movie poster. And she said that she felt bad because she had maybe, you know, horizontal mamboed with every male actor that starred in the movie.
Hey,
and no, she was not in the movie herself.
So here are a couple of questions for you to ponder here. These are our, we're a little late for the 2020 quickie quiz, so we'll put these in that category. You got 4 minutes to figure out the answer to either or both of these questions for a swell prize. You ready?
Ready.
Before she made it big in the movies, Jessica Biel starred as what character in the series Heaven? She was first on the WB in a show called Heaven. What was the name of her character? 800-510-8255. What was the name of Jessica Biel's character in her first acting job on the WB series Seventh Heaven? Did I say Heaven?
Seventh Heaven. Okay.
Seventh Heaven. Yeah, Jennifer's thing.
I know. I didn't want to interrupt. But
that's
yeah,
all right.
Seventh Heaven.
All right. So what was the name of her character? You remember?
I don't remember.
Well, let's see if somebody does. 800-510-8255. Second question. Minnie Driver once dated what Oscar winner who was her co-star in on-screen Love Action in the film Good Will Hunting?
Mm. And Minnie, it was a bad breakup. Nasty. Because she found out about it on Oprah or something. She was
really?
She didn't know that he had broken up with her.
Oh.
Except
Minnie,
she said it on TV.
Yeah. Minnie Driver dating an Oscar winner, once her co-star, and on-screen love in Good Will Hunting. What's that actor's name? All right, either of those two questions you can answer. Got a couple of minutes to call us at 800-510-8255. For I think we still have some Girl Scout cookies. It would be kind of cool to pass along.
Yeah, I got to give those away. Otherwise, we're going to eat them if we don't give them away.
Yeah, that's danger, danger. All right. So we have Charlie Sheen back again.
Yeah, he never goes away. This guy says mean things, and then he apologizes, and then it's back and forth again. Well, if you remember, last week, Charlie Sheen criticized the writing on Two and a Half Men, which is no big surprise, and then he also criticized Ashton Kutcher's acting abilities, which a lot of people have been doing lately.
Uh-huh.
So he decided that the show does stink, the writing does stink.
The only problem with that whole premise is there are more people watching the show now than when he was in it.
Right, right.
So his acting might stink.
But people like him.
Apparently, right.
But anyway, so Charlie Sheen said the show does stink, but he wanted to apologize to Ashton. He felt bad for his comments. So he wrote him a letter, and he said, "Dear Ashton, my bad. I was disrespectful to a man doing his best," which I think is a little offensive.
Of course
obviously,
it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
"I got excited and I threw you into the crossfire, but the rest of my statement I stand behind. You, however, deserve better. Safety in your travels. Good sir, C.S.
C.S. with B.S., right?
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, we get the answer to our two questions. Jessica Biel's role on the show Seventh Heaven, what was her name? And who was the Oscar-winning actor who co-starred with Minnie Driver in Good Will Hunting? 800-510-8255. Stay tuned for that.
History relegates lynchings to an era of civil rights injustices when racial intolerance spawned crimes so hateful and politically charged that it divided a nation. Investigation Discovery's new special, The Injustice Files, at the end of a rope, looks at four mysterious hanging deaths that authorities have closed as suicides. But it examines whether those tragedies are the result of men taking their own lives or unthinkable acts of terror. Filmmaker Keith Beauchamp.
The Injustice Files investigates the circumstances surrounding each of these four hangings, including analysis on the available evidence, interviews with officials who led the original investigations, and testimony from families that believe these cases are shrouded in mystery. It shares the stories of families stricken by agony as they question if their loved one's death was an unthinkable hate crime, not simply suicide.
The Injustice Files, at the end of a rope, premieres Tuesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery.
All right, so the story, to continue the story of that girl who was found wandering around naked, no clothing, no shoes, no nothing. She ran away from home, but the person who found her said the girl said she had been beaten by her father. If the girl's walking around naked looking for food, you got to figure there's something really weird going on at home.
She's in full survival mode.
Right.
Sad.
Okay. So here's the answer to the question, which nobody got. Mary Camden was
Mary,
the name
right.
of the part she played in Seventh Heaven, Jessica Biel. And Minnie Driver dated Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, that was a big
right.
one.
That was a big one. A co-star in Good Will Hunting. All right, so you've got a lot of information in your ear, and that will continue. Your head is open as well. That's good. Cool. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, 7 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with a romp now into your life and how technology affects it and all of us. Jennifer has an update on our postings on Facebook. You see Lady Gaga has her own name. Facebook requires you to post your own name, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And so her name, which is Stephanie Germanotta.
Right.
Right. Now,
yeah.
The question is, who's Calvin Brodius? He's also.
I think I know that.
You think you know that? Yeah, there's Michael with it. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that, it's a rapper.
Yeah, Michael just, he didn't whisper
Calvin,
in yours.
Jay-Z, no.
No. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop, duh. How did
Snoop
I forget Snoop?
Dogg. Yeah, right. So Facebook's trying to attract more celebrities. They're allowing some of them where before you used to use your real name. You had to use your real name. That's how people found out what Lady Gaga's real name is, Stephanie Germanotta, or whatever her name is. Germanotta.
Germaphoba.
That fishnet that she wore. What a ridiculous, my God.
It's almost getting too much now. You see her and it's like, are you really trying that out?
All right. Anyway, so people are, Facebook's thinking about letting people like Lady Gaga use the handle Lady Gaga.
So I can use my real name, J-Ho.
Yes, you can do that, Jennifer.
Okay, good.
Good for you. All right, up now, Shelley Palmer, who keeps us up to date on information from the world of technology, has some news on Apple and what's going on in China. That's up next here on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the ribosome.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
When you
your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Microsoft claims that, similar to Apple's Safari browser, Google is bypassing security settings in Internet Explorer to track users. The tracking cookies being installed on users' computers help Google serve you ads and customize content. It is very probable that Google is not the only company doing this. In other news, Samsung said it would begin shifting its focus from making LCD TVs to the new generation of OLED displays. That stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode Technology, which allows for thinner, more energy-efficient displays that can be used for pretty much anything, including future displays that might even be as thin and cheap as paper. And finally, Apple could lose the right to the name iPad in China. Apple's in the middle of a trademark dispute with the previous owner of the name, resulting in the tablet being pulled from the shelves in parts of Hong Kong.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
When looking for a home, you never know what's behind the door.
That is hideous.
It's a strange layout for sure.
And on HGTV's hit series, House Hunters, you see them all.
I guess she considers it charming. I certainly don't.
Oh, it's a little dated.
Join real-life homeowners as they go on a quest to find the perfect place.
Now, that makes the difference. This is lovely.
House Hunters, all new episodes tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on HGTV.
Also, technology news at DougStefan.com from today's show. Google, Jennifer, is secretly bypassing your privacy settings in Internet Explorer, Microsoft, and other... So they are tracking you no matter what browser you're using. That really
because
is...
Because I did. I switched away from Google to use Yahoo. Yeah. Not that I look for anything exciting, but they're still watching.
All right, so let's put that up on Facebook as well. It's 58 after the hour on Good Day.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does, too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com, and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S. UK and Canada.